I'm going to mute everybody now, except for me. And now we'll begin our class. Well, thank you very much, everyone, for being here. I appreciate your presence tonight. Our class, we're honored to hear. We're honored to hear from the beloved Archaea Aurora, who is the sixth ray Archaea, which is a female archangel. She is the divine complement of Archangel Uriel, who is on the sixth ray of peace and service. And she brings us a dispensation for the protection of all life. At the end of the class, in about 75 minutes, please stay to find out what is happening in our community and how you can benefit. Ask any questions, share any insights and experiences you have had, and give us prayer requests for you, your family, and friends, or join us in prayer. I will now read our mission and vision statements. Our mission is as follows. Within our heart center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision, we live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature, using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light, and we live and love as one. I now invite you to read the prayer that was on your invitation. It was on the song page. In the name of our I Am Presence, we call to you, beloved Archaea Aurora, thanking you for filling us with your light and your love and raising us up higher and stronger with your help. Archangel Michael and your legions, thank you for protecting us tonight, physically, mentally, spiritually, and electronically during our class. Thank you for bringing to our class those souls who are eager for more love and light and a desire to obey God. Amen. We will now sing together song number 16, which is on your invitation. It's on the page in the back. May the angels go with you. You should have received this song by snail mail or email. And as we sing, visualize golden light radiating out from the sun to each of us in our homes, surrounding us in dazzling golden light. Feel the love of our Father, Mother, God, and all the angels lifting us up and invigorating us. So now I will play the song. I'm just not as fast as he is, so be patient with me. Okay, here we go. Thank you. And now we're going to listen to Heartstring from beloved Archia Aurora. This was originally given on March 5th of this year, 2023, from Livingston, Montana. And it's titled, Aurora Brings a Dispensation for the Protection of All Life.
Dearest children of God, in Poland and throughout Europe and the world, I, Aurora, come with my beloved Uriel to advance a new cause of light, which is an ancient cause, yet often forgotten upon earth. The cause of defending life itself, life within self, life within all other beings, within nature, and within the mother-to-be. It has been my great desire to seek a dispensation both for Poland and for the world, to safeguard life, innocent life, tender life, fragile life, wherever it exists. And dearest ones, the most humble place that life exists within, our planetary home is within the womb of mothers, mothers of children, of humanity, mothers within the animal kingdom, mothers within the hives of bees and the nests of birds, mothers who cohabitate with their fathers in an environment that should be sacred, secure, whole, in which the children who come into this world of any form are allowed to exist within the integrity of a life wherein they can grow and evolve, advance, and mature according to nature's processes, according to what God, the Creator, has invested within each life form.
And now we will have the first of our questions, and it is, why is the family unit sacred? And this was answered by Nancy Locke, who cannot be here in person tonight, but she emailed me her answer, and I will read it now. Why is the family unit sacred? God created male and female as the outpicturing of the masculine and feminine aspects of him, herself. When a man and woman unite to bring in new life, they create a family. The new life is sacred, just as we are sacred creations of God. This new life is to be revered within the family, so the child may grow and evolve according to what God has invested in that life stream. The parents are to be guardians of this precious child and help it to mature to its fullest potential. The life energy of newborns should be honored, and the sacredness of all life needs to be understood and allowed to flourish within the framework of the sacred family unit. So, wonderful. Now I will continue with the heart stream.
Dearest ones, when you consider life itself, it is something sacred that must be revered, must be honored, and allowed to fulfill its purpose. The seed implanted within the womb of mothers of all species is a part of the Holy Spirit's vast being throughout the entire universe. And the way that life now, as a part of God, coexists in all planes of being, in all multiverses, yes, a part of the self-same spirit that is within you, dearest ones. That spirit is an essence of godness, of holiness, that must be honored and allowed to fulfill its reason for being. Yet many do not honor the life energy of newborns. Many do not understand the sacredness of all life, wherever it is, and allow it simply to be by honoring its presence and the life force within it. Thus, this dispensation released is for the advancement of a holy cause to safeguard all life. Yes, all lives and all dimensions matter to God and should matter to humanity, you each one, blessed hearts. Do you honor the life energy of God within every being with whom you interact, communicate, and coexist upon earth? If you do this, then you fulfill that beautiful law of light, which is the golden rule. Doing unto others as you desire that they do unto you, and allowing them the same freedom that you have in your life. Yet, this one holy law of light is ignored, and you see the results in your world of Maya, illusion, and darkness. As a part of this dispensation, it is necessary for all mankind to come to the table, the round table, and to communicate about reverence for life in all spheres of being, and to then pledge that all shall be honored and that the ancient maxim, do no harm to life, shall be both understood and obeyed. This was the law within the medical profession. For ages, dearest ones, do no harm, until more recently when, in 1973, the Supreme Court of these United States, in which many of you abide, allowed there to be the abortion of innocent life within the womb of mothers. This has been overturned, which we of heavens have celebrated and continue to utilize as that law of life itself that must be honored. And yet there should be a further promulgation of the understanding of this reverence for life, the necessity to honor all nations, all peoples and cultures as a part of one's own. For, blessed ones, do you see that humanity is a great melting pot of all cultures, and that all barriers are being broken down between peoples of all kinds and the civilization as a whole throughout the world that exists now? There is an intermingling as communication and travel has accommodated this interactivity to allow there to be the bridging of gaps and the honoring of all life within the human evolution. And though this same dynamic may not occur within the animal species, yet it is an amazing manifestation of the glory of God, fulfilled through the diversity of life within humanity, that will continue to flourish until all finally see and know that there simply is one being who is God throughout the universe, and that beingness of God is imparted and invested within every life form, every unique individual, yet that individual is still a part of the whole, and therefore cannot be separated as outside of that oneness of the Divine One. You see, in today's world, those who would separate brother from brother, sister from sister, culture from culture, nation from nation. And this is not an Ascended Master sponsored directive or initiative, blessed ones. For the unity of life has always been understood in heaven as a part of the essential nature of all beings, as a part of God. And when humanity finally recognizes this truth and lives toward and within that oneness, you shall see wars end. You shall see famines, plagues, and the upheavals within the earth no longer manifesting, because the light of God, the light of heaven come to earth, will bring about a kingdom state where every life form understands its purpose as a part of the whole, and each individual honors all as a part of self, and oneself as a part of all others.
We will now have question number 2. What will Earth be like when we see ourselves as one? And our beloved Maria Ramirez will answer this question. Press star 6 and go ahead, Maria.
All righty. All set. Okay, so the question is, what will the Earth be like when we see ourselves as as one. Well, when we see ourselves as one, we'll be shining like the sun, and so will the earth. But there's more to this, because I meditated upon this question, and it raised me with joy, because who would not be joyful when we realize that when we see ourselves as one, we're with God and the Father, we are like the Son, who represents God the Father and the Creator and the Giver of Life. And the Earth represents the Mother as co-creator with the Father, and she nurtures and sustains us with all that nature provides with the life-giving rays of the Sun. We become as one, we co-create as well. Gardens of beauty, flowers, trees, villages, cities that shine like crystals. There are no borders. We live as one, and we live as one, and peace reigns. Music fills the air, and our children happily play, laugh, and sing. What a wonderful thing. I love to hear children giggle and laugh. Our water sparkles pure and clean. The government truly represents the people. Golden rule prevails. Masters, angels, and elemental beings walk and talk with us. We can visualize that oneness with God, the masters, angels, and elementals, and begin to co-create all wonderful and beautiful things that one day will come true. Dream big, you all. Dream big. And may I add that our decree book has a page, CS24, and it's one way to raise our consciousness, meditate on this vision that could become a reality in the coming golden age of Aquarius to come. And that's what I got for you today. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Maria. I always love your answers. Your voice is always so full of vibrancy and life. And it definitely radiates that feeling of oneness. Let's continue now with the heart stream.
Why do I come today during this service sponsoring the nation of Poland to bring forth this message? Because, dearest ones, there are so many loving light bearers within that nation who already understand this dynamic and truth, who have worked toward the sacredness of life in the womb. Even a recent pope of the Catholic Church revered this understanding and worked toward the unification of all within a dynamic and a framework of brother-sisterhood that you can also work toward. Now the angels that David called forth from Michael have come to the aid of Poland and of Europe. And there is a great investment of light this day, a quelling of darkness, division, hatred, and animosity. And as rivers of light stream forth from Krakow, from our retreat in the heaven world, there is a swaging of the pain, the sorrow that has occurred through the war in Ukraine, with many people coming to Poland from that nation for support. And the captain of the hosts of the Lord, Michael himself, stands both over Ukraine and Russia and Poland this hour. In his great light body, to deliver cosmic rays of light with my beloved Uriel and the other five of the seven archangels into the equation and the dynamic of this ongoing conflict. And you will see cosmic change as many rise up in prayer to call forth the light of God into all that is transpiring. There shall be judgment upon those, dearest ones, who caused the destruction of the pipeline from Russia to Germany the Nord Stream pipeline. And we hold up this truth to humanity, that those who made that decision will be held responsible very soon, as this has been already exposed and will be brought to bear, first in the courts of heaven and eventually in the courts of mankind, for divine justice to manifest. This is one example of how your prayers have been heard and answered for the exposure of the truth. And I say, blessed hearts, that as you continue your novenas, adding this call for the proliferation of the understanding of the sanctity of life and for reverence of life to be embraced by all mankind, you shall see cosmic change, the answer to your prayers manifesting, and a greater divine indoctrination of holy light into the affairs of the governments of the nations, the economies thereof, and the peoples who will rise up to overthrow the dark overlords who have subjugated them now for eons of time. Yes, blessed ones, continue to have patience with God, even while you call to God for divine intercession in the affairs of mankind. God does indeed hear every prayer, that the law of karma itself set in motion at the onset of the universe, the physical universe, cannot be abrogated, and therefore cycles coming to fruition eventually result in the perfect balance through the law of justice, which is supreme. And those who have caused great harm and conflict will eventually be called upon to balance that with loving understanding, givingness, and the transmutation of that karma through the means that the universe itself, within its nascent wisdom, brings forth as life evolves toward the oneness that we see as seminal and divinely opportune. Gracious ones, be understanding toward one another each day. For in your patience possess ye your souls. In your graciousness, you will understand the sanctity of every moment, the blessedness of every day, and how God embeds within universal time, which we call the eternal now, the opportunity to live in the presence, to enjoy life, the company of one another, and to be a blessing to all with true love shared every moment. I am Aurora. In the action of this light.
Whoop.
And this just.
Sorry. I missed a cue for question four. Excuse me. With true love shared every moment. Question four, how can we help Aurora's dispensation to continue? And Donna's going to answer this question for us now. Press star 6, Donna.
Yes, we must call it forth and confirm the dispensation through our daily rosaries and dynamic prayers. Any group sessions that we have over the phone, broadcast, face-to-face, we should call to Archangel Michael and all of the Masters for protection for Earth and all of its evolutions. And in all forms of life, we must call forth the truth with all of our hearts. And a wonderful opportunity, by the way, we have right now. We will be having our 24-hour prayer vigil September 9th and 10th. 6 p.m. Mountain Time to 6 p.m. Mountain Time. So Thank you so much.
Okay. Now we'll continue.
Dispensation will continue for quite some time, dearest ones, if you call it forth and ratify it through your daily rosaries and dynamic prayers. Yes, we, the RPI, hear all that you call forth, both privately and within the collectives of your broadcasts and your group sessions. The latter are very powerful, blessed ones. And if you could just see a glimpse of what we behold as you pray together with all your heart's fire and your holy love for the earth, for evolutions, and for all life, you would see the constant interactivity between the angelic realm and humanity and nature itself and the Elohimic evolution. You would see how we are so invested in your daily affairs. We are so active in the essentials of what is required for mankind to be saved and for people of all nations to come to that harmonic state of true brother sisterhood, yet have hope with beloved Gabriel and Hope, have faith with beloved Faith and Michael, have charity with beloved Charity and Shamuel, for you see these virtues within the archaic councils of the feminine archangels is essential to the balancing of life, the harmonics of alpha and omega frequencies within all realms, especially within nature and the kingdom of mankind. So honor our presence as we honor yours. Do what you must each day to move forward the cause of freedom. Stamp and etch within your world aspects of your God nature that will leave a divine legacy of light so that all mankind may know the truth. And knowing that truth, they shall be set free to pursue their God identity and realize their true nature in all of its fullness. And in conclusion, when their ascension by the grace of God, which is simply a return to oneness, a return to light, a return to beingness in God. O Holy Ones, I emanate now my aurora of love for you each one. And even as you may see and what has been called the aurora borealis, the northern lights as well as the southern lights, an aspect of the crystal rays glorifying the atmosphere of the earth and even purifying it where the colors of God, the colors of the rainbow, which are all of light itself. So you shall see the transmutation of all darkness and the inspiration of a new era of freedom and enlightenment, brother sisterhood and love come again to earth. This is our vision as well as yours. Let us collaborate. Let us cooperate, so that these two visions become one vision, a vision of perfection, a vision of joy, a vision of unity and sanctity through the love of God and the love and reverence of life itself. This is my message, my personal message, to these three devotees in Poland, or of Polish descent, and of all of you, blessed hearts, who this day may actually be a little bit Polish yourself, as we polish you with light and love. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, my question was, why do you think Aurora spoke from her retreat over Poland? And I had to think about that at first a little bit, in spite of what she said in the heart stream, but I had to look at the map and see the location of the country of Poland, and it's right there in the middle between Ukraine and Germany and Russia, which she spoke about when she talked about the Nord Stream pipeline. And she talked about mitigating and bringing to an end all the war and sorrow that has happened through the conflict in Ukraine. And just from the location of where she is, would her radiation from their retreat over Krakow, Poland, would help bring about what she was talking about a judgment upon those responsible for the destruction of the Nord Stream pipeline. We'll be watching the news and listening for the results of this, bringing this to justice. So I've been trying to pay attention to that, and little trickles here and there of information coming out. So those that will be held responsible, hopefully will be hitting the fan pretty soon. I look forward to that day, because that has put a great burden upon many countries not having that pipeline to bring the fuel that they require to power all the power plants and everything. So we will be gratefully, eagerly anticipating that day of judgment for that, and the restoration of the power required to fund and fuel Eastern Europe. Well, we've come to the end of the heart stream now. We thank you for listening to the message.